In the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, there is a line that gives a great promise. It goes like this: "Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." It was this passage to which today's saint referred when he became a Capuchin Franciscan and changed his name from Mark to Fidelis, a name that's Latin for faithful. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki with some thoughts on faithfulness. Saint Fidelis became a missionary and was true to his name to the very end when he was martyred for the faith. You and I may not be called to such a witness, but we are still called to be faithful day in and day out, and that is not easy over the long haul. Some years ago, I was asked if the older Jesuit priests to whom I had just given a retreat seemed holier. I responded that holiness isn't always something that's very evident. Of course, we all think of Mother Teresa's holiness, but we didn't know until after her death how much she struggled to remain faithful in the midst of great darkness and emptiness, not feeling God's presence in her life. Her holiness was evident in what she did, her faithfulness to prayer, and her many acts of charity. But I think the depths of her holiness weren't so evident because they had to do more with her faithfulness even when she did not feel God was there. A big part of holiness is perseverance, being faithful when it isn't easy, when you don't feel like it's worth it, when God seems very distant. It may not be a holiness that others can see, but the Lord will recognize it immediately and will one day say to you, "Because you have remained faithful until death, I give you the crown of life."